It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 4-1 victory over Ballytown. Andy, in our last 18 games against Bala, there's only been three games that have been separated by more than one goal. Does that show just how impressive today's result is?
Yeah, you know, I've got the utmost respect for Bala and the way they do things. You know, they're a very strong unit, and they never don't turn up. You know, they're always at a game, and you know, Colin's had them drilled now for many years in a certain way, and every game is a real challenge, and we knew that today. I felt if we stayed in the game, I thought if we were patient, I thought we'd have too much of them today, and I think that showed in the end, you know, because I don't think 4-1 flatters us in any way. You know, the goal they've got really took the wind out of my sails, because I was so frustrated. You know, they've not had a shot, we're completely dominating the game and we're so in control, and then we give them a leg up, and we've got to cut their mistakes out and stop giving teams the opportunity, you know, because they were ruthless when they got that chance. The goal before half-time is very good. It's something that we worked on in training, a set play, where we managed to get the first contact on the ball. And once you do that in the box, you've always got a chance of scoring a goal. So really, really pleased with that, because as you've said, they're very rarely any more than a goal in it. They're always really close games. But, you know, I thought today we were far the better team.
Second half as well, some outstanding work from Callum Morris, first to nick the ball off the man and then absolutely put it on a plate for Andy Owens as well.
Yeah, and that's the quality I keep talking about. Now, I keep asking for better quality, asking for more from the players to show me what good footballers they are, you know, and not taking... Take the easy option when it's the right option, but show me a bit of quality when you get in that final third. You know, a little bit of disguise, a little bit of guile, you know, seeing a picture a bit earlier. And Callum did. He's nicked the ball. It's a terrific ball. And, you know, Andy's just had to finish it off. And then a great finish from Bax. The pleasing thing was, you know, John's had a really easy afternoon. And these are difficult games against Bala. Bala are a very, very strong outfit, Nick. And, you know, we've had a look at things about trying to go full-time football. One of the reasons trying to go full-time is to give players a better opportunity to become better footballers and to become fitter. That doesn't mean more money. The fact is that Bala have players that are earning a lot more money than our full-time players. That's why we've had to look at going full-time, because we cannot compete with Bala. You know, when an agent says to me, if you give the same signing on fee, if you pay my agent's fee and you give him the wage that Bala are going to give him, he'll re-sign for you. And I say no. No, we're not doing that. That's what we're competing against, you know. Henry Jones has come in the summer, and the first thing he said was, I've come to Bala to win the league. You know, Bala were second favourites with the bookies to win the league, way, way ahead of us. So I think that's testament, really, to their investment. And it's a huge, huge investment. Because, like I said, Nick, we can't compete against Bala on a part-time basis. We have to try and find a way to go full-time and to... And make ourselves better with full time training rather than huge money. I think that shone through. We would have took. Was looking for 4 points from the two games, but we got three. You know, so I'm disappointed that we didn't get more, because I think we deserved it. But you know, on reflection of the two games, probably 3 points each is fair.
Back to the top of the league tonight, and off to Aberystwyth on Friday night, who will obviously be fighting for their place in the top six as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I went to Newtown on Sunday and I thought they were very, very good. I thought the 2-0 result, you know, wasn't the right result. I thought they were as good, if not better, than Newtown. But, you know, Newtown scored fantastic goals at right times. And then for large periods, Aber dominated the game without, you know, they hit the post. And then straight after that, once they'd been dominant for 20 minutes, Newtown got the second goal, which killed the game. But you know, I know how difficult it is. You know, we went there last year and we were beat 4-1 at their place. You know, I think it was 4-1 or 4-2. So you know, it's always a tough place to go. But you know, we'll rest up, look at things again on Thursday night, and we'll be ready to go.